when they come for us on the 7th train. Past the underground tracks, the railroad rises. Our eyes adjust to the sun over Jackson Heights. At the platform, the doors slide open and the winter comes in with the men in their dark uniforms. Silence, except for the pleas, stand clear of the closing doors. The weight of their boots sways the car and I raise my hand towards the pole, but one of the men grabs my wrist and I feel the cold of his black gloves against the grooves of my tendons. The cold crosses my skin. The cold mixes with my blood. The cold travels in my veins to my fingertips, to my elbow, and my other hand lets go of my son before the cold reaches him too. I say, I'm an American citizen. The soft tissue in my mouth cracks with frost. I say it louder. I'm an American citizen. And the frozen edges of the words scratch as they move through my throat. I shout, I'm an American citizen. And reflected on the men's visor, I see my face. I think of my son if they take me. I think of my son if they don't, as he watches me whisper, I'm an American citizen, while the others are taken by the man of ice.